Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of IAS Training. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. The author of Munchies for Salespeople and I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
Great. Good to have you back.
Pleasure to be back here with you.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
It really is. It's just living the dream. Another day in paradise here.
So, okay. What should we do? What should we be thinking about now for next year?
Well, I think that now is the perfect time that we can start setting our sights toward 2016 and the goals that we want to accomplish and what we want to do in our lives. And it amazes me how many people really don't set goals. And I really think that if you look at goals a little bit differently, and you know, you ask yourself, why set goals? Why set goals? And I think the goals are absolutely a responsibility, not only to yourself, but to your families and to your people as well.
What is a goal? Define that for us.
Well, I think a goal is...
I mean, we all talk about it, and everybody thinks they know what it means, but what does it really mean?
Well, I think what it really means is where you're heading, what direction, what... you want to accomplish in the next, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years. And, you know, years ago when I was going through my midlife crisis.
that was a year before last, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was just 6 months ago, as a matter of fact. You know, I was turning 40 years old. And I'm thinking,
boy.
You know, I'm 40 years old, which means I'm darn near 60, which means 50, which means I'm darn near 60. And I got
right, yeah, you got to die soon.
And a field. But, and that's the point where I read a book, Awaken the Giant Within, by Anthony Robbins. And he was talking about having decade-long goals. I never had a decade-long goal. I just thought, you know what? If I'm going to do and accomplish what I want to accomplish in my life, now's the time that we better start thinking about that and start making plans to make sure that that happens. And I think that's what a goal is. It's just a plan for your life and what you want to achieve and what you want your people to achieve. And I think as a business owner.
But it's not just what the thing is. It's also the fact that you named it, right? I mean,
yeah,
we all want more sales. We all want to grow 10%. We all want this or that. But for us to when you name something, you put a hat on it. You wrap it up in a bow. You give it a handle, put a handle on it so you can grab a hold of it and carry it around. When you name something as a goal, it's more than just the result of that goal, isn't it? I mean, it's now a thing.
Well, and that's where if you don't write a goal down and you don't commit yourself to it, it's just an idea.
Yeah.
And that's where it takes a total commitment in order for you to achieve the things.
Do you think you should tell people about your goals so you've declared and now you came back out?
I think so, absolutely, because, you know, I think it becomes a commitment then. And, you know,
right.
I don't know if you realize this, but I've lost over 50 pounds.
I did not know that.
Yes, I have.
Wow, so I wouldn't even recognize you next time I see you, huh?
No, it's pretty good.
Don't turn sideways, man. I've lost you.
But, you know, every New Year's Eve, I'd say, well, this year I want to lose 30 pounds.
How'd you do it?
I want to lose 30 pounds. And didn't commit myself to it, didn't write it down, didn't tell anybody what my goal was. Around Thanksgiving, you know, I'm just another human being. I'd mm-hmm. think, well, you know, if I could lose 3 this year, I'd take that as a win. But June 1st of 2014, I set my goal, and I committed myself to it, and I wrote it down, and I told people what I was going to do, and I just made it happen. So,
how'd you do it?
Exercise and quitting eating hotel junk food and fast food and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing was the exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said he put food in his mouth. If it tastes good, he spit it out.
Well, that's the seafood diet. So you see food, you eat it. And,
so goals, this thing about setting goals, there's a mechanical, right? There's a mechanical part to it. It's not just having an idea or wanting something and maybe even knowing that you have the ability to pull it off. There's a mechanical part to it. There's a naming thing.
Well, that's where I call it. There's a scientific process to setting goals. And to just pull something out of your nether region and say, this is what I want to achieve, really doesn't do a lot of good because you don't have an action plan to make sure that happens. And that's where goals have to be realistic and attainable.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Brad. We're going to take a quick break. IAStraining.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
IAStraining.com. That's Brad Houston's website. He and I will be right back. We're going to get into some specific goals for you to think about for the new year. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.